Shalom, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, each week I bring you some good stuff. I hope so. The first hour is a mix, and the second hour is strictly Chazanut. And this week we'll be commemorating and celebrating Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaAtzma'ut. So this program will certainly reflect these events this week. I think, as you know, I'm always a creature of tradition, and I always play the UN vote, the recording of the UN vote, to get us started. So let's go back a few years and hear about the vote.
And on November 29th, 1947,
we will proceed the roll call. You all know how to vote. Those who are in favor will say yes. Those who are against will say no. And the abstainers, always they know what to say. So we will start it now.
Afghanistan? No. Argentina? Argentina? Abstention? Australia? Yes. Belgium? Yes. Bolivia? Yes. Brazil? Yes. Belarusia? Yes.
The final vote on the United Nations Canada? Palestine Partition Resolution, yes, had begun. Chile? The galleries were filled with tense and anxious spectators.
Abstention?
Some of the votes were hardly unexpected.
Iran? No. Iraq? No. Lebanon? No. Soviet Union? Yes. The United Kingdom? Abstain. The United States? Yes. Uruguay? Yes. Venezuela? Yes. Yemen? No. Yugoslavia? Abstain.
The news reached Tel Aviv at midnight, and the world tuned in on Mogrebi Square.
A good cross-section of Tel Aviv's population is here tonight, about 20,000 jam-packed in Mogrebi Square, where loudspeakers have been set up to announce the result of the important vote that's now taking place in New York. People are standing on top of trucks and buses, hanging over balconies and out of windows, perched on top of street lamps and telephone poles, all waiting for the momentous word that may spell victory or defeat for their 2,000-year dream of a Jewish homeland. I think you can hear that loudspeaker now. What is it? That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Partition passed, 33-13, and is this crowd excited? They're starting their horror dances now. All over the square, little circles are forming. People are laughing and crying and shouting and whirling around in the wild horror dance. Perhaps you can hear it now. They're starting to sing Hatikva, the Jewish national anthem, away off in a corner of the square, and gradually the horror dances are breaking up and people are taking up the refrain of Hatikva. All around me, I can see Jews weeping unashamed while they sing. Let's listen to them.
Thank you.
Wow. Is there a more beautiful Hatikva than that particular one? Well, you know, if you look at the map of the United Nations partition plan at that time, it was totally untenable for Israel to exist, if you will. The Galilee was given to the Arabs. The Jews had a small area around the Kinneret, and it was not able to get there except for a very, very small attachment, if you will, to the strip from Haifa to Tel Aviv. And then they got the desert. And if you look at the map, Jerusalem was totally within Arab territory, and it was going to be an international city. But there was really no way to get there without going through the Arab part of the partition. So they shot themselves in the foot. Had they accepted this, Israel just never would have been able to reach the heights that it has. You really have to look at the geography, which is all so miraculous when you think that it's just the size of the state of New Jersey, that the state of New York State is 4.5 times the size of Israel. The state of California is 18 times the size of the state of Israel. It just wasn't going to be able to work. What I'm talking about is the current size of Israel. Had the Arabs accepted the partition plan, Israel never would have gotten off the ground. Anyway, there's a particular song that I enjoy so much. It kind of reflects my activist feelings, if you will. And Country Yossi, he's terrific. Many of you are familiar with Yossi Tov, Country Yossi and the Stiebelhoppers, and this is Nebuch of the Stiebel.
Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Stiebel. He'd never done a single thing to prove that he was strong. His real name was Moishe, but folks just called him Nebuch. But something always told me they were reading Moishe wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in Europe. I looked after Moishe, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Moishe. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong, Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. But Moishe was a gentle soul, never one for fighting. He loved to sit and learn and shul, he had a golden heart. But then one early morning, when he came into the shtiebel, he found 3 schutzim there inside, and they were tearing a place apart. Moishe's hands were trembling as he watched them from the shadows, tearing up the svarim and writing on the wall. Then he heard 6 million voices crying in the darkness. He recognized his daddy's voice high above them all. And it said, promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. I ran away from trouble my whole life through. Now I know I was wrong, Claudius Royal must be strong. And son, these are my final words to you. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew. Moshe walked into the shul and they all started laughing. Then one took a Torah and threw it halfway across the floor. When Moshe turned around, they said, "Hey, the Jewish coward's leaving." But they were sure surprised when Moshe stopped and locked the door. 2,000 years of silence were bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Moshe left the shtiebel, now the Shagetz was left standing. He said, "This one's for Daddy," as he watched the last one fall. Then I heard him say, "I promise you, Dad, not to do the things you've done. Won't run away when trouble starts to brew. Now I know I was wrong. Claudius Royal must be strong. So, Dad, I know your final words were true. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew." Everyone considered him the Nebuch of the Shtiebel.
Well, sometimes you gotta fight when you're a Jew, and that, unfortunately, is the situation. There was a play that came out in 1971, let's see, it's 29, 39, 45 years ago. It was called To Live Another Summer, To Pass Another Winter. And they had some very interesting music in that play. And this particular selection is a favorite of mine because it certainly reflects the reality, if you will. Let's hear We're Sorry, We Won It. Something for you to reflect upon.
We lost sympathy again.
What? With whom did we lose sympathy this time?
France.
With how many nations did we lose sympathy up till now?
90.
And with how many nations has poor Pakistani refugees gained sympathy?
90 or 95.
And Biafra?
Almost all the world sympathized with Biafra.
Oh, it's horrible. But it looks like it's better to live without sympathy than to be dead with sympathy.
We're so ashamed, we really didn't mean to. Would think that such a thing was in the cards. Our blind falls ready, our throats were washed and clean. You have nothing else to do but bring the swords. But while somebody was sharpening the knives, and everyone else was very, very still, we grew so scared, we jumped up straight and closed our eyes. And then we just lashed out against our will. We're sorry we won it, we must have overdone it. We know quite well that a Jew has his place. A Jew who is a winner is a disgrace. Oh, please, well, excuse us, we're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry, we're sorry you won the war.
Well, now it's done, and we made some people angry. It's true, that's not so very neighborly. But all the screaming, those terrible herrings, we heard rumors we'd get pushed into the sea.
In history, the Jew is never winner. We knew this at the many ready end. But faced with all that war, we had to bring for dinner. We lost our guts as we were stepping in. We're sorry we wore it, we must have overdone it. We know quite well that a Jew has his place. A Jew who is a winner is a disgrace. Oh, please wait, excuse us, we're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry, we're sorry we won the war. Well, now we've learned,
and promise you quite truly, I promise we know you would not misuse. If there's real battle from king or prince or coolie, we promise we'll do everything to lose. And once again the world can share its tears, and cry and pray we'll make it out somehow. You've been just wonderful to us through all the years. We wouldn't want to spoil your pleasure now. We're sorry we want it, we must have overdone it. We know quite well that you have this place, that you who is a winner is a disgrace. Oh, please, world, excuse us. We're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry. We're sorry we won the war. Oh, please, world, excuse us. We're asking you for forgiveness. We're awfully sorry. We're sorry we won the war.
Wow. You never heard that one? Oh, it's fascinating. Refer you to an article that was written about 12 or 15 years ago, The Psyche of the Abused, and it really reflects, sadly, the mental condition of a lot of Jews. The person who was abused starts to figure, what did I do to deserve this abuse? They don't blame the person, the abuser. I guess it's also called the Stockholm Syndrome, but in some respects. Yeah, what did we do wrong? And please forgive us. What did we do to deserve this this brutality? We must have done something. And this song really sets it clear. A Jew who is a winner is a disgrace. Very sad, very sad. Of course, we don't believe that. Not at all. Paul Zimm, next with a beautiful song called Father, Can You Answer Me?
Father, can you answer me? Why is there such bigotry? Why were tribes of Israel lost? Why was there a Holocaust? If we live by holy law, why is man still waging war? Is it all a travesty? Father, can you answer me? We were slaves in Pharaoh's land. We were freed by God's command. People of the book, are we? For ourselves we have to be. Let my people go, we dreamed. Eretz Yisrael redeemed. Our legacy. Our cry, keep Jerusalem restored. May it be thy will, O Lord. Ethics of our fathers learn. Aliyah means we return. In the covenant we trust, walking humbly as we must. With Yerushalayim ours, no more Dachau's. puppy eyes. At the wall we do not wail. At Entebbe's we don't fail. At Masada we won't die. We say, Am Yisrael Chai. Say, Viva Dai, Yisrael Chai. Say, Viva Dai, Yisrael Chai. May our prayers reach on high, say Alevi, Yisrael Chai, Yisrael Chai.
Oh, is that just beautiful to a Verdi composition from one of the operas? I know many of you are into opera. You'll tell me which opera that was, but just a beautiful Father, Can You Answer Me? Another Paul Zim classic, as far as I'm concerned. This is Yisrael, Paul Zim.
What am I doing here with powers that scrape the sky? What am I doing here just watching days gone by? I'm living here alone, a number, not a face. I have to get away and leave this lonely place to Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Jerusalem, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. With you and your friendly smile, you built a land for all. The mountains watch with joy when first we met the wall. From Eilat to the Golan Heights, your beauty never rests. This land was built by God, and still this land God tends. To Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Jerusalem, your breeze is beckoning me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever know. Israel, the only land where I was meant to be. Israel, Jerusalem, your hills are calling me. Israel, the only land where deserts come to life. I want to go to the only home my heart will ever.
Paul Zim with Yisrael. Okay, let's hear Louis Danto with the Jugend hymn. This was the hymn of the youth in the ghetto, a song of hope. Jugend hymn, Louis Danto.
¶¶ Angst ist unser Untergang. Trotz der Säule war mein teuer Sturmt Jugend mit Gesang. Jung ist jeder, 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 wer es will, nur Jörn haben kein Batein. Alte kennen, kennen, kennen euer sein Kinder von einer freier Zeit. Wer es hagelt um euch wegen, wer mit Reißkeit stellt sein Fuß, bringt die Jugend sei entgegen von dem Ghetto abgeruß. Jung ist jeder, 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 wer es will, nur Jorn haben kein Bateit. Alte kennen, kennen, kennen euer sein Kinder von einer freier Zeit. Wir gedenken alles an ihm, mir der Mohnen, alle Freund. Ewig werden wir verbinden unsere Nächten mit dem Hai. Jung ist jeder, 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 wer es will, nur Jörn haben kein Bateit. Alte kennen, kennen, kennen euch sein Kinder von einer neuen freier Zeit. Bleiben Münze auf die Glieder, widerstorben mir die Rein. Geht der Bäuer, geht der Schmieder, lass mir Rame, geh mit sein. Jung ist jeder, 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 wer es will, nur Jörn haben kein Bateit. Alte kennen, kennen, kennen euch sein Kinder von einer neuen freie Zeit.
Louis Danto with the Jugend hymn, the hymn of youth in the ghettos. We'll hear next, this is David Montefiore, Cantor Montefiore with Dayenu. Yes, we've enough already.
Dayenu,
Dayenu,
genug soll schon sein,
genug soll schon sein,
auf Hasen des Fremde zu tanzen und auf ihre Leben ganzen mit Augen verweinte zu tanzen. So nehmen zu dem schönen Eck.
Wir haben die Freude verkennen, wir fordern alle Helenen. Halt uns nicht, lasst uns erlöst. Halt uns nicht, lasst uns erlöst. Halt uns nicht, lasst uns erlöst. Halt uns nicht, lasst uns erlöst.
Genug soll schon sein,
genug soll schon sein,
vor unsere Sohn ihm sich schrecken, ach schon uns und Mut wird uns klecken, uns wählen Rediefes nicht schrecken, wir haben verloren die Schreck.
Lasst uns erlöst, halt uns nicht, lasst uns erlöst.
Dayenu. Dayenu. We're next going to hear a selection you may not have heard. Moshe Stern. This is a Gazang zu Yisrael. I want to read the translation. It's a very powerful song. Very, very powerful song. A Gazang zu Yisrael. Israel, you are stronger than iron, and you can demonstrate much heroism. Israel, we are proud of you with your victories and your strength without end. We look with fear, how great the danger and your risk, with enemies with bloody hate who want to bring us pain and suffering. But with spiritual heroism, with a firm hand, we will bring joy and peace to the land. Young, innocent blood flows, O heaven, note well how the army defends the holy land. Bring to the enemies defeat and shame. Punish the enemy with their just deserts of defeat and shame. As a miracle, the new land came into being, thanks to Chalutzim, brave heroes and Jews with spiritual thoughts. After hundreds of years of yearning for the land of their fathers, for Yerushalayim. Okay, let's hear Moshe Stern, Gazang zu Yisrael.
Yisroel, Yisroel, bist starker von Eisen, als du kennst so viel Gewure beweisen. Yisroel, mir seiner Stolz mit dir, mit deinen Siegen, mit deinem Mut und Aschir. Mir gucken mit Meire, wie greis die Sakone und dein Gefahr. Gegraben von Sonim mit blutiger Sinne zu bringen uns weitig ohne Zahr. Nur mit geistiger Gewura, mit einer fester Hand, weil mir bringen Frieden schon zu dem Land. Nur mit geistiger Gewura, mit einer fester Hand, weil mir bringen Frieden schon zu dem Land. Es gießt sich das junge unschuldige Blut, o Himmlen, Himmlen, guckt sich zu gut. Zahl verteidigt das heilige Land, bringt euch die Sonim, Mapole und Scham. Nur wie durch Anes ist aufgekommen das nahe Land, a dank die Chalutzim, Giborim und Helden und jeden mit göttlichen Gedank. Noch ihre hunderter Bengschaft zu Erde von dir weiß, zu Jerusalem die heilige Stadt. Noch ihre hunderter von dir weiß, zu Jerusalem die heilige Stadt.
Okay, great Moshe Stern with a Gazang zu Yisrael. We'll next hear a classic, Leo Fold, a very interesting story of how he fled the Netherlands during the war, but was able to continue broadcasting and bringing hope. And after the war, he was in Paris, I think it was someplace in France, where he went to a small nightclub and he heard this particular song, and he told the person, I don't know if that was the person who wrote it, that he was going to make it well-known success, and that's Where Can I Go, Wohin Soll Ich Gehen? And let's hear Leo Fold.
Wohin soll ich gehen? Wer kann entfernen mir? Wohin soll ich gehen? Sie ist verschlossen, jede Tür. Sie auf links, sie auf rechts. Was da so in jedes Land? Als wohin soll nicht gehen? Heißt mein dich bleiben stehen, hasche wahu 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 Tell me where can I go? There's no place I can see. Where to go? Where to go? Every door is closed for me. To the left, to the right, is the same in every land. There is no place to go, and it's me who should know. Won't you please understand? Now I know where to go, where my folks proudly stand. Let me go, let me go. To that precious promised land. No more left, no more right. Lift your head and see the light. I am proud, can't you see? For at last I am free. No more wandering for me. Now I know where to go.
Another selection, Shomer Yisrael. Leo Fold.
Shalom Yisrael, Achrei Shalosh Shanim. Shalom Yisrael, Achshav Ani Mevin. Tu Sidi Yam, Lirot Ha'am, Hashemesh all day long. I realize it's paradise, here's where I belong. Shalom Chaver, Israel in everywhere. Shalom Chaver, there's nothing to compare. No more to roam, now that I'm home. Toda Halahel, Ani Sameach. Lashuv Yisrael. In all the years that I've been around, in all my life I've never found a place like this. Shalom, it's heavenly bliss. Shalom Yisrael, Achrei Shalosh Shanim. Shalom Yisrael, Achshav Ani Mevin. To see the Yam, Lirot Ha'am, Hashemesh all day long. I realize it's paradise, here's where I belong. Shalom Chaver, Israelim everywhere. Shalom Chaver, there's nothing to compare. No more to roam, now that I'm home. Toda la'el, ani sameach la'shuv l'Yisrael. Shalom.
Oh, wow. You know, I was just thinking well, where can you hear music like this? Only on this program. Only on this program. I hope you're enjoying this. Some real classics here. In honor of Yom Ha'atzma'ut, which is just a few days away, some interesting music, isn't it? To say the least. Let's go to Shlomo Carlbach. Is this, I hope this is going to work. This should be Shomer Yisrael, but let's see.
Shomer Yisrael, Shemayr Sheyeris Yisrael.
Yeah.
That was from Shlomo Carlach's first album in 1959. A few years back. Yeah, time slipping by very quickly. Let's hear a classic, Yisrael, Yisrael, Shlomo.
Yisrael, Yisrael, betach bashem, Ezram, Ezram, meginam. Yisrael, Yisrael, betach bashem, Ezram, Ezram, meginam. Yisrael, 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 betach bashem. Yisrael, 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 Ezram, meginam. Yisrael, 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 Yisrael,
okay, as you can tell, that was Reb Shlomo live with Yisrael, Yisrael. It's Charlie Bernhout. A couple more selections. Hope you're enjoying this variety of songs. Appropriate, very appropriate. This is Ari Brown, with the Exodus song.
Avet tsavir alepneim laudetim alepneim laudetim etie orayom Hashem
I don't know what happened there. It seemed to be a skip. So let's go to Safam with I'll Call Ela.
על הרבש ועל העוקץ, על המר והמתוק, על ביתנו התינוקת שמורה לי הטוב. על האש המבוערת, על המים הזקים, על האיש השב הביתה מן המרחקים. על כל אלה, על כל אלה, שמור נא לי אלי הטוב. על הדבש ועל העוקץ, על המר והמתוק. Like the bee that brings the honey, needs a stinger to compete. So our children learn to use the bitter with the sweet. And to keep the fires burning in the night and in the day, for the men who are returning from so far away. Don't uproot what has been planned.
Bitter and
Al-Kol-Ele,
Okay, very smooth music. That was Safam. And it's Charlie Byrne, hoping that you found this hour of interest. I'm sure some of you did. And, you know, the second hour, we'll have some appropriate music for this week, the celebrations this week. I just remind you, of course, that you can reach me very easily at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. You know, I'm always interested in your feedback, your suggestions, and sometimes I need some help. Yeah, there's a lot of music here, but, you know, I like to know what you like. Hopefully I can play some of the music that is some of your favorites. You know, I do have this GCL, guest Chazanis lover, and I'm willing to call you any place in the world and record a conversation with you and play three of your favorite selections. So hopefully I have them in my collection. If not, maybe you'll send it to me on a CD and we can have a schmooze. So that's an open offer, GCL, a guest Chazanis lover, if you want to share some of your thoughts and your music with my audience. Again, thanks for joining with me, and stay tuned for an hour of Chazanut. Shalom.